How does our church approach confidentiality when it comes to pastoral issues? So the issue is, if I go to the elders or the pastors about marital problems or some personal sin, is everybody going to find out? Am I going to not be able to go to the ladies group because people are going to look at me? The answer is that we take it very seriously and are very devoted to it. For instance, prayer requests only go into the intercessor with the approval, request of the person making it. It's kind of amazing to me. Although I suppose I understand people. So don't tell people I need to be prayed for. And I'm like, if I was in your shoes, I would want people to be praying for me. But some of us are shyer and have other sensitivity issues because of our concern for confidentiality. Your prayer request will only go in the intercessor or any other thing if you request it or approve it being so. I may twist your arm about it a little bit, but you will have to give in. There will be highly sensitive matters that happen sometimes. And the session works very hard, I think, with a very high, although I'm sure not 100%. But I'm that's not meant to be an out. We really pursue confidentiality. We've had situations in the church where the session formed a subcommittee of the session to investigate it and deal with it, and the rest of the session was not even told who the person was. Why? Because if there's not a reason for it, if the ministerial dealing with it is not benefit from the other elders being know, it's better that they don't know. So we work very well. I want you to know, if you come to me and you have a pastoral issue that maybe is embarrassing to you or sensitive, we're very careful about confidentiality out of the issues. There are times when before we leave the session meeting, there'll be a stricture made, no one will tell his wife about it. I've actually learned my wife does not want to know. I think in the vast majority of these situations, even relatively routine ones, I doubt that the elders' wives know. And there are cases where it's explicitly said that's the case. So I do want to say to you that we're happy to talk with you not only about the situation, but also about your confidentiality concerns. And I think that we bat at a very high batting average in terms of really being careful and of maintaining confidential things confidentially. I've had people say to me who've had big pastoral issues, and they say to me, well, I don't want to come to church because I know my sin. And I'm like, yeah, I've been a pastor for a lot of years, and I know so many sinful people. I'm just glad to see you. I mean, if you've repented of some heinous sin and you've been restored to the Lord's table or something, the elders are not seeing you going, oh, there's that guy. We're thinking, oh, isn't it great to see him? We're so glad he's been fully restored, having repented, or she's been fully restored. Not only do we maintain confidentiality of these things, we're really not looking at you the way you think we're looking at you, to be honest with you. Hope that's helpful.